You're listening to SBS News.
The Bolton family has worked with livestock for more than 30 years. This week, they traveled from Victoria to attend Sydney's Royal Easter Show. Like many, they've struggled with drought, fires, and the pandemic. But there's another threat to their livelihood. David Bolton is the Beef Cattle Committee Chairman of the Royal Melbourne Show. He says in the past year, theft has been most prevalent.
Regional theft is unbelievable. And farmers are a little bit to blame from the fact of leaving stuff unlocked, get a little blasé, and probably haven't kept up with mainstream community as far as security. So, oh yeah, quad bikes, easy stolen.
According to a survey of New South Wales farmers, over 80% of farmers have reported being a victim of a crime. 76% have reported experiencing a crime more than twice. And over 23% have experienced a crime more than seven times. The Boltons say to keep criminals out, they boosted security on their property. But Amy Bolton says stories from other farmers have been disappointing.
For farmers, you know, they have fencing, they have security. We now have farmers that have, you know, cameras at their gates and that sort of thing. It would be heartbreaking. I've never experienced that myself, but it's enough. They go through enough, you know, depending on the climate, let alone knowing people are making conscious decisions to steal their property.
Police launched a statewide campaign to address the problem. Brad Greentree from the New South Wales Police Force says people can help by looking out for suspicious behaviour.
It is something that just doesn't sit right. It is something that is out of place. It can even be your gut feeling. What we are saying as part of this very important campaign is to let us know. Call Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000. Any piece of information, no matter how small, just may prove the missing link in what is a major investigation in terms of benefits for New South Wales and in particular regional New South Wales.
The New South Wales Rural Crime Prevention Team estimates at least $22.5 million worth of sheep and cattle were stolen across the state within the last 5 years. Peter Price is the CEO of Crime Stoppers. He says a social media campaign will help stop that.
Without this information, we can't plan properly. We need to plan to increase police resources right across the state. But unless we get the intelligence, we just can't do that. So just like you need more people to harvest a crop, we need to harvest information from members of our community. And that can only come from you.
The crime prevention team's report indicates that the real cost to primary producer is over $60 million. That accounts for the loss of future breeding potential and animal byproducts like wool from sheep and hides from cows. Police say they eventually hope to implement the social media campaign nationwide. Yunwon Jeong, SBS News.